I try this again. The seven top cups of Mutes, Sif Beis, for the Mishaburus of Cotton Tesvov. So if he missed, if he had said this was general concept, I'm going to fast, and he can pass it on to a different day. But he said, I'm going to fast a specific day, so then he can't pass it on to a different day. So example which the Mechaber gives was, for example, was a Tainus Chaloyim, so it has to be that day, or a person said Tainus Zeh. So obviously he can't pass on a Tainus Sibur. Then he came along and said, this is the room, we're in the Ramah, the Shibur on the Ramah. So the Ramah came along and said, Behab, which a person is knowing they fast after. We said, so Tainus Sibur, this is the day you can't say, I have a Dvar Mitzvah, I'm going to pass it on to a different day. This is the day, and that's what it has to be. Behab, the minute to fast during a Seder Shemei Tshuva, if a bris mila or something of some sort of mitzvah came out during that time, so the person would be lova upareya. Okay. Mishabrisa Teslov, a feel of a Seder Shemei Tshuva, pirish. Shemichodim elu yamim dafka. I could have argued it has to be these days. The Bahab right after the first Bahab available in Ir or in Cheshvan or Seres Mechuba. So the Kiddush says no, that they never undertook the fast if there's a Siddur Mitzvah available. Bris Mila Tez Zayin. Opinion of Ben or Shar Suda's Mitzvah. It's not after Bris Mila, but any other Suda's Mitzvah. I think I mentioned to you once about the Tshuva from the Chavos Yor, about Suda's Mitzvah. We discussed it once, I think, right? So there was a person, there's a Tshuva from the Chavos Yor, which is like the one of the most basic Tshuvas about the Lachos. What's the final Lachos of Suda's Mitzvah? Like I'll be Tenesim, these type of things. So the case was a person who made a netter that he's going to fast, he's always going to fast unless it's the day of a Suda's Mitzvah. That was he made. And then he says, okay, now that I've done this, let me find out what a Suda's Mitzvah is. Like, it's like interesting to, like, you know, leap and then look afterwards is basically what he did. So he sent the Tshuva to the Chavos Yor. He sent the Shaila to the Chavos Yor. The Chavos Yor wrote back a Tshuva, which is probably the most seminal Tshuva about the definition of what's called a Suda's Mitzvah. You know, so it's always referred to that Tshuva, back to that Tshuva. So, he defines over there. She says any shar suda's mitzvah. Like one example there was a fascinating piece. I think I mentioned this once. We're learning these halachas. I definitely mentioned. We'll talk about siyum. So he says the siyum. The main point isn't the fact that you were there at the siyum. The point is you're at the meal. I discussed this with you. That sounds so familiar. I discussed this with somebody recently. So somebody had the following shaila. Erev Pesach. They were there by the siyum in the morning. They did not take any food. They ran off to their. And then later on in the afternoon, they wanted to break their fast. Mm-hmm. So were they allowed to break their fast? They'd been present by the siyum, but not by the meal. So is that acceptable? So the Chavos Yor is kiddush. He says, really, this person finished a masechta, and he's very excited. So he makes a suda, not of that. That's a suda's mitzvah. Let's say the next day he feels that excitement. He wants to make a suda the next day in honor of the siyum. He says, you may do so. It's a suda's mitzvah. He says, and after even a third day, even 3 days in a row, it's called a suda's mitzvah. Because the ikar is the suda is being made in honor of the celebration of the siyum. So according to that, it seems that the ikar isn't the siyum, the ikar is the suda. Mm-hmm. So the person wasn't present by the siyum, he did not partake of the suda's mitzvah. The point is, once you've eaten the suda's mitzvah, there's no reason to keep fasting the rest of the day. So, but he didn't take part of the Suda's Mitzvah. He wants to eat something at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it has nothing to do with the Suda's Mitzvah. So I said he couldn't eat. So somebody, the Shah was asked to somebody else here in the community. The person came and asked me on the first day of Yom Tov, what did he paskin, you know, correctly. So he threw the question out to me without telling me what he said. I said, he can't eat. He says, well, he found the sefer called Sukkos Chayim, which is on Hilchos Pesach, of course. But, the first sefer he put out was about Sukkos. So Meili just keeps publishing more volumes, all called Sukkos Chaim. So he brings on the back a tshuva from two people that he asked the shayla to. I don't remember the names. One was Shlomo Zalman and one was Chaim Kanievsky, and both said, no, Rav Moshe Stern both. And Shlomo Zalman, they both said you cannot eat in that circumstance. He had passed it that the person could eat. So he was a little bit nervous. He was expecting me to say, of course you could eat. Like that. He said, what would your Ashkav Roshana be? I said, he can't eat. He said, oh, man. So he should, you know. So again, we have the leaping before you're looking. See, he felt the repulsion. He went to see him. So you could eat. So he found inside the safe he brings some opinions which say you could eat. I don't know. It's still being established to me, you can't eat. Actually, there was a Rishiva told us in Maisa. There was until something called a Chevra Shas, which is before the rules of Daf Yomi. Like every city used to have a Chevra Shas. They learned Shas to get through Shas together. So the Bala Bos, who said the Shir, was a person named Rabbi Yechaim Helfand. Bala Bos tells him, you know, he had a business, whatever. You know. He said the Shir. So Gifter was there when the Chabur had finished Shas for what X amount of time, whatever it was. The person was so excited, he made Shibis and made Mishnah 7 days in a row. He had a Suda in honor of the Siyam. And each day, he invited a different Rav from where the little towns near Tells to come and say a Hadron, you know. So there's a Musig of Bimamshech, the Simcha of Vaiter. Anyways, that's so Shar Sudas Mitzvah. Good Zion. So he says, so that's a mitzvah lechel. Vein tzarach liten yom acher abruzet. So now he says over here, I guess correct myself, since the original Kabbalah was never made, the original minhag of Klal Yisrael was not to fast on a bahab, it fell out of mitzvah, so there's no reason to replace it with another day. It's a mitzvah lechel, yud ches. Pasha the mokum mitzvah lechel. Alasuda in a tennis cloud, a mutter acher kaklishes will echo lap the basin. Once, as opposed to we said earlier, a person was fasting this day and he mistakenly ate, he must continue to fast. Can't say, listen, I blew it anyway, just keep eating. That's not true.
So, can I go back for a minute and ask a question? So, obviously, the Rabbi Yitzchak Rashut in Israel supports the notion of Yom HaSvut. So why would they dochet tomorrow?
Why would they dochet to tomorrow?
By them it's a mitzvah.
I don't know. I had the same question.
Well, this Chilul Shabbos is much more serious.
No, so Sunday would be...
I heard this because of Bahab, not Chilul Shabbos.
No, they didn't want to do Yom HaZikaron, Motzei Shabbos. That's the reason.
Okay. That's the reason. So you have the answer. Okay. So as opposed to where there's no mitzvah to eat, so then if a person ate, he must continue fasting. So we saw in Sif Alev Sifayz, if the person said, I'm going to fast a day, then he started fasting and he ate, just keep eating and redo it a different day. The person said, I'm going to fast this day, or something of that sort, so he designated this day, so even if he broke the fast, he must continue to fast afterwards. But a case where it's a mitzvah to eat, and we're saying over here that this is never was the Kabbalah, so obviously you would continue afterwards. Meal kana masuda also lechol b'lishus b'beisoy. That's only you'll have the break once you join the suda's mitzvah. Meal bal habali bris mutarim lechol b'lishus miyad the yom b'shalehem hu. For them it's a yomtiv, so there's no union of, you know, the whole day is a yomtiv. So there's no need of fasting for them at all. Say Rabbi Rabbi, Mistaba Dev Shadavka Chatfilas Mincha, Ayin Shom. So maybe they should wait till after Chatzos before they eat. I'm not sure what his argument is. It's an interesting point that we say Yom Tov Shalehem, who I think I pointed this out one time, that a person who's the Bali Bris, which would be the father of the child, the mother of the child, the sandik, and the moel, if he's not getting paid, so they would it's yanta for them, and they wouldn't say tachon by mincha either. So in the morning, when the bris is taking place, they pat to the old tzibur. By mincha, they don't pat to the tzibur, but they themselves would not say tachon. It's yanta for them, they would not say tachon. I think we mentioned this when we learned Hilchos Tisha B'Av about the case of Tisha B'Av and Nivka, and the bris falls out on that day. So Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you push it off to Sunday. So the halacha is if it's a bris, so the bali bris are put mutter to eat. So that applies to the. So I imagine that. So the moyel asked, he's allowed to eat. I said, if you're going to forego your skiris, then you're allowed to eat because you're doing it for the mitzvah. Then you're considered bali bris. So it's your choice. Do you want to eat? Do you want your money? He chose the money. Okay. So that situation, there never was a minute to fast if there's a Suda's mitzvah available. Now, a person knows before Rosh Hashanah that there's going to fall out a day during his Seres Mitzvah. Again, they had a minute to fast his Seres Mitzvah, they would fast. So, if you knew before Rosh Hashanah that's going to be happening, you should be mashlim the day beforehand. The reason why our minig, we'll see when we get to slichas, we always say slichas at least 4 days worth, is connected to the fact that some people have a minig to fast those 4 days. Why do we fast 4 days? Because during Seres Mitzvah there are 4 days that we don't fast, which is Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Kippur. So to be mashlim those 4 of the 10 that we don't fast, you have a minute to fast 4 days beforehand. So if we're already calculating beforehand that really a person should be fasting 10 days, and that was the original minute, and we're being mashlim 4, so the person knows that he's going to have a bris milah during one of the Seres Mitzvah, he should be mashlim another day, make it 5 beforehand. And if you would have a situation where the bris milah came out in the 4 days beforehand, so you already know that beforehand, so the person should add a day before. However, this much we will be makel. So, in case where slichas extends for a week plus, so you have these days of slichas to fast, so you fast one more of those days. The case where Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, so the whole period of slichas is only 4 days. So we're adding one means you're going to fast one day before the Shabbos before that. The whole minhag was during the time of slichas. So the case of slichas extended to the whole week and then a day or two before in the following week. So in that situation, so add some more days of slichas before Shoshana to fast, but otherwise not. Okay. So then, the minhag wasn't to lisanus b'chei agav chaf. So he said, example, Suda's bris milah, or Mishabur had opinion about. Okay, so what about the following scenario? Mimchal yom lamed aleph shaleidus b'noy b'Shabbos. Day 31 comes out on Shabbos. So you don't do the opinion of Ben on that day. Sirach lasses opinion b'yom rishon. You push it off to the following day. No opinion shalob is manai. So it's opinion of Ben, not in the proper time. He's masupik if this would carry with it the weight of a Suda's mitzvah to permit a person to break the fast. Now, we had a term of the bris milah, the havi Suda's mitzvah af shalob is manai. We know that a Suda's bris milah is definitely mitzvah even, so that it's even shalob is manai. The hazan kol shayt ha b'shayt zimnehu kadei shalo yeh orel. So what he's saying, a fascinating by Bris Rishlam is Manoi, it's interesting halacha, by Bris Rishlam is Manoi, interesting point. So, the day 8, the mitzvah is to do the meal sometime during day 8. We do it early, as reason might even the mitzvah. Let's say the bris could not be done on day 8 for whatever reason. So it's pushed off a few days later. Over there, the reason why you do it early is not because reason might even the mitzvah, is because you have a mitzvah to the mitzvah of Milah Shabbos Man is every rega. As long as you can't, you can't. As soon as you're mechuyev to, you're mechuyev to. The mitzvah of Yom Shemini is sometime during that day. But once that didn't happen, there's a mitzvah every single rega to do it. So every single rega, this, I have to do a milah. So I have to do a milah. This is the Sudas mitzvah. Pinyin Ben is a person who's doing it on that day. If he didn't do it on that day, he should do it sometime or other. It's not every rega there's a state of lack of pinyin, which is mechayev, that you must do the pinyin. Says over there, there's a kosar shat b'shat the zimnehu kreishol yeorol. Even though you don't have the mitzvah milah b'yom ches, you have a constant mitzvah. It shouldn't be in a state of oral. You must do the milah now. So this is the right time. Ma she'en kein then your pinyin benoi pinyin aben is not like that. She says, so now I have this problem. What I call that suda, I chose to do it during a seres mei tshuva. So that's the fact that I chose it. Does that make it into a suda's mitzvah? Therefore, it would break the fast. He's mistaken. Okay, Mitzadet Shiyasa. Therefore, he says Yasa Suda Achakach Malayla. The best thing to do is to wait till the night time. People should, and then with the mitzvah, then and this way we'll come out any shiloh.
I thought we were talking about where the pinyon would fall on Shabbos, so that's the soonest time anyway.
So what's in the normal time people do is do it the next day.
I thought it said the 31st day was for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do. The pinyon event is on day 31.
31.
Right. No, so my point is that he said do it Belila, and it's best.
So he meant to say do it Sunday night.
Sunday night.
The Magen Rambam meant you're going to fast Sunday, and then Sunday night you'll do the pinyon. So Mr. Magen Rambam says you might as well do Motzei Shabbos already, right?
I don't understand the Magen Rambam. Then why would you wait? But you're going to do it at night anyway,
right?
Do the pinyon because you do a pinyon. You can do a pinyon at night.
You do a pinyon. There is a minhag. Some people have it not to do pinyon b'layla, but okay. But anyway, doing it anyway, so you know we can do anything. End up doing b'layla anyway.
Unless he was talking about doing the pidyon on Sunday during the day and then the suda at night.
That'd be funny. Yeah. I guess he could do that. That's probably what he means. Now the Sharzin does bring that the Maisa that the Marksia and the Beis Meir both come out. They is considered suda as a mitzvah, and the Chayyim also, and they would just say do it by day and eat by day. So okay. Now, because we're going to run, the falls of the Afka B'chei Gabla, on the Bashar Taniyus, Shigar Zimatzibar, also Lechol Af B'Sidus Mitzvah. This is referring to Bahab and to Sarasim Mitzvah. Both of these, the minhag was never undertaken to fast when there's a Sidus Mitzvah available. But on that which we have, the regular Tainus Tzibur, so we don't, you don't break it because of a Sidus Mitzvah. Okay, in Chal Pinyin Aben B'yem Tainus Tzibur, we do the pidyon then. We do the suda b'layla. It goes chasam sefer mitzadet. Right. It goes chasam sefer mitzadet daf b'zeh yasa pidyon v'suda b'leil kinesis yom lamed aleph ayin shav. So you do it. Because that's what we're talking about.
Because it's better to do the pidyon of the Shas
HaSuda,
is that
the idea? Then we do the pidyon of Shas HaSuda. Now the Shartzin over here adds the following points. So he says do it the night of Lamed Aleph. And the light of Lamed Aleph sometimes comes with a problem. Shartzin HaChavdal, Me'yir nizr shi'yir la'achar sh'nishtam mi'lidosei al-kuponim chav tes yamim v'yir be'shos v'tavshin sadigim v'chalokim. Pamim noyer kalam shkia adayin shir zeh enoy. So now there's a machlokes in when we calculate the time for pinyon aben, what's the proper time? So you do pinyon aben on the 31st day. 30 days pass, But we calculate 31st, that counting the day of Leda is day one. So when you do that, so the Shach in Hilchos Binyan Aben says that there's a sheet which holds it, and the point is the month has to pass. So how do we define a month? We define a month as 30 days. Well, there's also, we find that the definition of a month in regards to the moon is from a merlot to a merlot is 29 days, 12 hours, a tapshin sadi gimel chalokim, right, 793 chalokim, which adds up to 44 minutes of one chalik. So it's 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and a chalik. A chalik is 3 1/3 seconds, or 3.3 seconds. So the Shach says you need to have that amount of time from the birth to pass before you do the pinyon. And sometimes by Leo Laman Aleph, you won't have that. We actually had this year. Somebody gave birth, I don't remember the exact dates. They gave birth on so Erev Pesach was a Monday morning, right? So the Leda was 4 weeks before. It was the Shabbos, right before Purim. It was 6 o'clock. It was like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, right before Shkia. So if you count Chavtes days, so 28 days takes you to Shabbos Agadol. Then you add one more day, takes you till Sunday afternoon. Then you add 12 hours, takes you till 6 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach. And so the opinion was Erev Pesach in the morning. So they were asked, can we do it in the nighttime? Because it's already it's already Leil of Yom Lamed Aleph. I said, yeah, but you don't have the Tavshin. You don't have time. And the Shach said, you have to mark around the time. So they ended up doing the Pinyon of Ben, Erev Pesach in the morning.
Did that count for the Bechor and not the Fair?
Yes. So the Rav, when he spoke, by the thing, he says, you know, Mazel Tov to all the people who joined, the families, the friends, and the people, the freeloaders who want to get a Chametz Tikkun meal before. There is a minhag some people have not to do by nighttime, and the Ma'aseh Mikra, then you could do it at nighttime, as long as you have the full 29 days, 12 hours passed and change.
Okay. If you ate on and you weren't supposed to the year before Erev Pesach, do you have to make that up? Like, thinking of that Shaila that the Rav mentioned.
We have to make it up. I don't know. It's a good question. Because I'm going to Rav Tzarech Iyun Kishimisan Chav Sivan B'Malchus Poland Mutalach Al Sudas Mitzanel. So Chav Sivan was a fast which in the area of Poland they undertook is a zikoron for the Gzeres of Tach V'Tatz, 1648-1649, the Cossacks, the Chabaniki. So they undertook the whole country, all the Yidden in Poland undertook. I'm not sure exactly what happened in Chav Sivan, which if I call correctly there was a city Nemero, and I think Nemero was massacred on Chav Sivan. It was one of the things was the biggest single massacre of the whole Gzeres Tach V'Tat. So they made that day a day of Tainus and Slichus. There actually are specific Slichus that were written for Chav Sivan. So the Magen Rambam says, so in Poland, this became already an established day. So with Sudas Mitzvah B'Doicha that. The Avshad Hubachal Shar Tanasibra, the Osir Bechanao, maybe this is a specific day that they undertook, and this is it, you can't push it away. Mio Bezanen, Al Piroi, Oisin Kolasudas Balailo. The minute was to push it off, to wait till Balailo. The Sharetzion does raise the question about Bris Ba'atzmoy, because they would do the means, let's see, if they do a Bris Mila on Chav Sivan, they would push up the Suda to Laila. It says that it could be that the Bris Mila would be mutter after Mincha, and there's after Chatzos. Ubi'ir she'en misanum Chav Sivan, Let's say the people came from the minute they're keeping their minhag makom where they came from and they fast chav sivan, but the city itself doesn't. If there needed to be the part of the minyan of the sudas mitzvah, so that would be permitted, because then they're an eker part of the suda, so they're allowed to make a suda because they're not fasting chav sivan, and they're needed to be the minyan. So they become part of the meal, part of the mitzvah. I think Chav Sivan has pretty much fallen by the wayside nowadays. Okay.
I understand that. What was the episode when it fell Erev Shabbos?
Fell Erev Shabbos.
Pan Echad Chal Chav Sivan Erev Shabbos.
Did I skip something? Oh, you're right. I skipped. I'm sorry. You know what? I skipped. Thank you. Okay. No wonder I didn't understand. I didn't explain it. You people are too idle. Pamechad chal chav sivan be'erev Shabbos. Well, your suda is bris meal. V'tiba rav lechel b'yom k'minei shalom yimso anoshim sheyelchu b'layla. We're afraid at night time we're not going to be able to get a minyan for the suda. Therefore, he said, the chashivas of the suda's mitzvah should be done with a minyan. So the rav said they should eat. So they should make the suda baba yom and eat that. Now, why is that? Okay, so the Shar Tzion said is because it was logical in Chavav that to be they weren't makabel the tainus in a way that it should be mevatel the union of suda's mitzvah. Now, by bris milah specifically, you find that the suda's mitzvah is very chomer. You know, that's the whole union which the Ramo says a person's invited to go to suda's bris milah and he doesn't go, he's becherim. So it's not poshut. That's why people, that's how the minhag is to be modia, not to invite. Because of that ramah, it's a ramah in Hillel's bris. Then the bris milah, he says that the minhag is for make a suda and shouldn't be doichin. And the person doesn't go, it's becherim. He's put in cherim for that. So
more than anything.
You know, there's certain things we deserve cherem besides that.
No, more than any other Siddur's mitzvah is
yes.
What I meant.
Yeah, more than any Siddur's mitzvah. Right?
Is that because Eli Hanavi is there?
Why?
He doesn't like that kind of stuff.
You know, I'm
and
not sure why. I'm not sure why why Siddur's bris milah seems to have a preferential treatment over, let's say, a chasna.
Was it connected to the fact that bris milah you get taris?
No, it doesn't seem to say. You know, it's the problem is the I never looked into it. I always said, told myself, I have to go. I always wondered the question. I always said, you know, I got to sit down and work on that. I've never done it. I always keep pushing it off. You know, when you think about it, yeah, I'll do it later, and then it never happens. So I really don't know.
Better pushing that off than pushing off going to the risk.
Right, that's true. So I never looked into it. I always wondered why that's so. What's the preferential treatment of a Siddur's bris milah, I'm not sure.
I figure if Eliyahu Navi goes through all the bath of showing up, then you should show up too.
No, you don't have to come to the bris. Right? The problem is the suda. The issue isn't the bris, the issue is the suda. You want to miss the bris because you're in the hate. If they invite you for the bris, you don't come, that's fine.
Oh, that's
if they invite
okay.
you for the suda, you don't come, you're in trouble. Which is interesting. People make mistakes. The issue wasn't being mazmin. The issue is being mazmin for the suda.
Rabbi Katzenstein was talking, but I think he said something with the brisos that's mentioned in Breshi's.
Right, but you see the bris you can miss.
No, but I mean, that's by the suda dafka that the Chazal say that dafka is, but that's where he's, you know, because I asked him, you know, people have it just the opposite. They, you know, they'll come for the bris, figuring they're, you know, doing it l'shem shamayim because they're not even going to eat, but really he said you should grab a bagel at least. Does it count even if you grab the bagel and run?
You know what? Maybe. I'm not sure. If you stick around for 5 minutes, that counts.
Wash their
head. Yeah.
Take your breath.
Okay. Kill all the time. So then now. So the remote pointed out that this heter over here of breaking the fast is only if you eat there, but if they send you home food, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not called eating. Being, you know, maybe there's some holy Kabbalistic things because it was blessed by the rabbi, but right. But you didn't take. You weren't there for the Siddur's mitzvah. I mean, you know, taking food home doesn't mean you were part of a Siddur's mitzvah.
That maybe that addresses.
That answers your question. That's the answer.
Right. Now, then the Ramos said, if a person was makabel the tannis for mincha, so now you have to be misana. So what's that about? Because, you know, this is a heter based on the standard minig, which the Kleisel does, they never were mechayev themselves to fast under the circumstances. We pointed out, when a person says, Yarm Zed, I'm going to fast this day. So he has to fast this day. So Siddur's Mitzvah doesn't remove that. So the person the day before, so you know, the minig they still to fast during Sesame Chubba, you do not need to make him a Kabbalah, because it's standard. People who fast during Sesame Chubba do not need to say Reina Matanis Lamacher. He decided to be real frum. He says, Reina Matanis Lamacher. So he said it, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Now, next day, he says, there's a bris mila. He says, bris mila, the minig that. Well, no, now you said, I'm going to fast this day. Mm. So now you can't break the fast, even though there's a Siddur's Mitzvah.
Hatras Neder doesn't work there.
Can you do a Taras Adorim? Because the minig was Kabbalah Batos. Maybe. In Kibbalah, Ratzalarmer, Tafal. This is all talking about the person who hadn't made a personal Kabbalah. So someone got some minig. So he relied on the minig that the people fast during these days. When they bevorach him b'hab, he said amen. So that we point out before that acts to some level of Kabbalah. He's basically undertaking the regular standard Sibra's minig. Now, so theoretically, he didn't have to fast. Just as a minute. Mechena filo lo yoda, she has mino, I said the suda, the hiskali sanus. Come walk him, mutter lechel, but suda smitsa. He started fasting. They invite him and says, Yanka, we need you for the suda smitsa for the bris. Okay, so you stop fasting. Okay. Awan kibbalah batanis b'mincha, she also yosem b'mincha, he went beyond the minute. Circle of kaim, li sanus, apasuda smitsa. You need to maintain your tainas, even though there's a suda smitsa. Okay. That's the pshat in the Ramo. Comes the Magen Avraham. Das Magen Avraham Ezach Reinim. The Avka Shekibalav B'Mincha Mutter. But no, because what was the pshat? He was Makabel. I'm going to fast tomorrow. He says I want to do more than the minig. He says I want to do the minig. He didn't mean that he wants to make his own personal Kabbalah above and beyond. He said I'm committing myself to do, but the minig is the fast on the following day. So in that situation, so therefore, since according to the minig, you're allowed to fast, you're allowed to break your fast. Okay, so what's the case of the Ramah according to them? Ramah Mairi, he doesn't fast normally during Bahab. He doesn't usually fast Bahab. And this year he said, you know what? This year, so it means you can't say he's going on the minute because he doesn't usually fast. Now this year he said, you know what? I'm going to fast tomorrow. So that's a different ballgame. Or a person, which he doesn't fast. He fasts 1 or 2 days, not the whole time. Such a person, he can't rely on the minute because beside the minute he wouldn't be fasting. So if he wants to fast tomorrow, he has to make a Kabbalah. Otherwise, he's not considered a tainus. And therefore, it's like you're fasting stam in the middle of some day in the middle of the year. Sure, and totally mimic. He's not doing it based on the mimic. Okay, chayav lisana. So therefore, the citizens will not be doing that. So that's how the Magen Avraham learns the Ramon, not like the Lavush. Okay. So the Mishmar v'hinei me'agro mashav shemefarish ka Lavush, which would be the Chumra. Okay, but the mikamokam near it, the bezei yochel lilbus with the froya tainas acheres. But what you could do is we're going to offer you a compensation over here of a different day. The Balaab Hoch Yesh Kamakar Rishan the Sirlu, the Philip Omer reigning the Makabal, the Hisanas, the Macha Yachal, the Lubus of Detroit. Now, we said before, if you say specific that you can't be like your Perea. So what's he saying? He's saying, but that's a Machloikas. Truthfully, that's a Machloikas. So over here, I have, first of all, the Mogan of Rum and those that say that that's what you're allowed to eat today. And I have the Rishan would hold that under these circumstances, you're allowed to be like your Perea. So to be machmir, we're both chumers together, that I'm not going to do. So I'm going to allow you, under the circumstances, not to not fast at all, but to be lover pareya. let's hold it here. So, Beshem Tzimmer.